So I started reading the book Breathe. It was, you know the guy who was on Rogi's podcast? My eye's going to be like, I'm going to have Cyclops eye the whole podcast. So the guy Breathe, who was on Rogi's podcast.
Yeah.
I started reading his audiobook.
You're all about breathing?
Life changing, dude.
You got to clear up the nasal
passages. Just nose breathing specifically.
Yeah.
How's your nose breathing? What's that deviated at?
Deviated rough, dude.
Hear this airflow? That's probably about, I probably got 70% blockage right there. I was at 80, so my new quest right now is I'm going to cure my deviated septum without a septoplasty.
How? Just sniffing oils?
Well, it's a couple things. I'm going to do just, yeah, this helps. This helps me just do nose
breathing.
It's
on the front of my nose right now. Yeah, it kind of burns, dude. This shit sucks.
No, it's good for you, dude. You got a deviated, dude, are you nose breathing all the time, all day, every day?
No.
Good luck. I've been like about
a big fat mouth breather, dude.
I've been 4 or 5 days straight, dude. It's just disease. You should know from researching the Native Americans. That was the Native American secret. They were nose breathers.
They did well against disease. Yeah,
well, they didn't have it until a bunch of mouth breathers came in and fouled up the whole scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, they
and they got chlamydia. Chlamydia ran through them, dude.
Can't blame them. Happens to the best.
True.
Happens to the best and most noble. Dude, so I've been just breathing through my nose at nighttime. In order to do it, you got to put tape on your mouth. Dude, I woke up. They say first couple nights.
So you're taking like edgy comic headshots at night. Like putting like tape over your mouth. Like, caution, dude. Who knows what's coming out? I could say anything. Neuters. turns out that was the bad one. Yeah.
First couple nights are scary. You wake up and you're like, because my, you know, it gets blocked up at nighttime. And you just wake up and you're just like, just pop it. Dude, I've made it longer every night. I'm telling you, I'm going to cure. I already went to a, what the fuck's it called? An otolaryngologist, something like an ear, nose, and throat guy.
Yeah.
They told me I was at an 80% blockage. You hear me right now. I don't sound like I'm at
80%.
Sound great. I sound like I'm at maybe 65.
Yeah.
Maybe 70.
Great.
That's air good. Coming in. I used to not be able to get air. I've so far, I think I've given myself 15% less. I think I've reduced
just
the blockage.
From peppermint.
From peppermint, from strictly nose breathing. Because, dude, if you're nose breathing all day, every day, like water will erode like rocks. So if you're just bringing in like little water particles all day, every day, it'll push that little sucker back.
Who told you that? Because this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, dude, I breathe nose all day long.
You think moisture air molecules are going to...
Mm-hmm. It
erode your nose.
If you just nose breathe, it rearranges your whole facial structure. So I'm telling you, I'm gonna get myself down, I think, to like 50% obstruction, have the ear, nose, and throat guy put it on the record, and then I'll be like, all right, go ahead with the rest of the rhinoplasty and knock that
you
thing.
Just yeah, you want to do it yourself.
Yeah. So apparently the inside of your nose is made out of dicks. It's the same type of skin as your dick. So it expands, it contracts like when you're aroused. That's why women's typically their nostrils flare. If a woman gets like kind of turned on, her nose goes, exactly, dude, stop, dude. Dude, you're going to get a boner if you keep doing that. It's literally made out of dick skin. So your nose like contracts and expands with your arousal.
Isn't your nose made out of cartilage?
I'm talking about the inner stuff.
It's just dick skin.
It's the same type of material as dick skin.
What are your eyelids made out of? That feels like dick skin. You know what I mean?
It's ball sack. It's all ball sack. Eyelids are all ball sack, dude. A push. Oh, feel it moving. Then get some air up there, dude. Pretty tight. People are going to think we're just doing a bunch of coke, but we're not. We're smelling
no.
peppermint, and I got punched in the nose a bunch of times.
Really? You think that's what did it?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why I have it.
It's a bunch of stuff,
I've been
stuff,
hitting
dude.
The nose a bunch, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably football, dude. You use a face mask.
No, I've been punching the nose.
Exactly. Think about all the times your eyes water from getting hit in the nose.
Oh, basketballs. Yeah. Oh, that was the worst.
It's a deviation, dude.
Matthew's not here. He's getting nose surgery.
Did you get a nose job?
No, he broke his nose.
What did he do?
He was body surfing and he smashed his face.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How bad of a... Did he have
like,
the...
shattered his nose.
Did he have the black
damn.
Eyes?
Yeah, yeah.
Will the talk look like this?
Yeah, he was fucked.
So it's going to be a big reveal when he gets here. Like,
oh,
a new face.
The thing that they take it off. And
that's,
he goes,
that's today. He's getting his like stints out of his nose today.
Do you think his family's going to be around? And then Billy's going to be like, what the fuck?
I told his lovely wife to film him when he was post-surgery, thinking it would be funny.
I hope they put a black nose on.
Fucked up on drugs, and he was furious.
He was mad?
Yeah, he was high on... He just got out of surgery. He was like, get the fuck out of my
house. I always
come out... She goes, say hi to Shane. He goes, Is this what you wanted, you sick fuck?
You gotta put that video on the Patreon.
I can't do that because he's like,
he should have done the thing where he's like, hand fucked. Me a mirror, like Jack, like yeah, Joker yeah, and Batman. Yeah. He's like, what did you do to me? Yeah.
They should sit him up.
What if he sounds different?
He may.
He's like, hey.
Kusker goes back like,
hey. Grounding. You know the body makes the damn thing.
That's crazy. So he broke his nose that bad.
Yeah. He sent me the x-ray. He is, yeah.
What
he
the fuck is body surfing?
It's just riding a wave. Like,
just catching a wave.
It's laying down surfing.
Yeah.
Lay down surfing.
Yeah, but no board.
What?
He's just riding the wave. Just him.
Like a
and
fish?
He went straight into either a person
so
or the ground.
There's no board involved in body surfing?
No, he goes like...
He's just waiting for you. Know what a thing when you're a kid? You just let the wave take you.
The wave.
And he shattered his nose.
Oh,
damn.
In front of his family. He was telling his kids, like, hey, watch this.
And then blood just covered it out.
Came up.
Like, oh, fuck. That's how it's supposed to go. Dude, that's fucking intense.
Yeah, that is intense.
So he had the surgery today. So he'll be back next week.
He'll be back next week.
With his new nose.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's going to be looking good, dude. He's gonna be so hot.
But you've seen it?
No. Oh. I mean, yeah, I've seen what he looks like now, but it's covered up. He's got a bandage and it's taped to his face. He's like, dude, this fucking sucks.
I can't wait for that reveal. Damn, dude, I'm jealous of McCusker's going to be able to breathe so well.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a deviated septum too, but I try not to bring it up because he's very serious about his.
He like out serious?
No, he's just serious. I don't care at all.
What do you mean? So like,
I have it. I can't breathe out of this nostril
at all.
Yeah. Actually, that was perfect. Maybe it's that one. No, that's the good one.
Don't you ever think about?
Damn, maybe I don't have it.
Don't you ever think
anyway?
I think I was kicking around when I broke my nose. I was like, damn, it's probably ocean water.
Speaking of noses, dude, you're back on top.
Right back.
Yeah. It'll be good.
It's airflow, bro. Wow. That's my deviated nosh. I hear that whistling.
My shitty one. That's clean.
That is clean as hell. I can hear that.
I gotta get the neti pot out.
You gotta get it back out, dude. I'm telling you what. I was on those. I mean, I wasn't even on real opiates. I was on fucking Tramadol.
Yeah,
dude. 4 days of that.
Do you go no dump? I heard doesn't.
I didn't
doesn't
shit
that sometimes...
for 4 days.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I mean, again, I wasn't eating much because I couldn't really eat because every time I like. Took a bite or swallowed something, my ears would pop, and then a little bit of mucus would just like forcefully burst out of my nose, out of like the tube. It was truly hellish.
Let me see. The swelling's already down a little from yesterday.
No, it's down big time.
Yeah.
But dude, they gave me Tramadol, didn't shit for 4 days. Then I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm not taking
you don't
it.
Shit. Right?
You don't shit at all, dude.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was going to be like, all right, here, like I was thinking of the scene from Trainspotting where he stops doing heroin and just like blows it out. Dude, I pushed like a tree branch out of my ass on the fifth day. I was just like, ah!